This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas's unbanked population, people who don't use banks at all, and underbanked population, residents with some bank accounts but who use services outside of banks to pay bills or receive financial services, is above the national average. Nationally, 7% of households are unbanked, and just under 20% are underbanked. In Arkansas, nearly 10% of households are unbanked, more than 22% underbanked. What can be an occasional disadvantage most days can be a tremendous barrier now while needing relief checks from the federal government. Bank on Arkansas Plus is offering access to checking accounts to help alleviate the problem. This week, we reach Kara Wilkins, the director of Bank on Arkansas Plus, by phone. She says Arkansas is among the states with the highest percentage of unbanked residents.
We are ahead of the national average. I believe our unbanked population in Arkansas, and unbanked is individuals who do not have access to a banking account, is roughly around 8%. I think it's like 7.6. And then our underbanked population, meaning that people who are have access to a banking account but are not able to use that account or are not using that account in a way that maybe financially benefits them, we're a little bit higher than those numbers as well here in Arkansas. And so we do see, you know, higher instances of unbanked and underbanked individuals in our state.
I know that unbanked or underbanked, it has, you know, challenges and limitations in normal times. But when we're talking about financial relief during a pandemic, it can be a giant hurdle. So what can be done to help people who are unbanked or underbanked?
For us here at Bank on Arkansas, one of the things that we've really been working on is in terms of emergency COVID response, is getting unbanked individuals access to a banking account. And we're promoting, obviously, our certified Bank On accounts, but we're really talking to individuals about getting any kind of access to an account that's going to allow them to have direct deposit. That's going to do a few things. One, it's going to allow them to be able to receive government benefits faster. So even if you're, you know, going to start receiving unemployment, if you're going to start receiving, obviously, the IRS economic impact payments that are going out, those things will come quicker through electronic deposits. If you have to wait on a check, then that's going to delay your funds. So we've been out talking to families about applying for these accounts, getting a direct deposit account, so then that way they're able to access the money that they need, you know, a little bit faster. The second thing that comes out of that is because people are confined and aren't able to necessarily go into places to do some of their financial transactions, right? So
right.
If you're somebody who pays your bills with a money order, you may not be able to go into the store where you go and actually get the money order done. You can use your banking system either through online banking or through some drive-through options in order for you to still be able to help meet some of your, you know, bill pay needs in this time. So we're really just trying to explain to people how bank accounts, specifically during COVID, could really help eliminate and alleviate some of the additional financial burdens that come with this pandemic.
I know that, say, you might have a coworker, one person gets direct deposit, one doesn't. You say there's a delay. Now, that delay may be a day or so. With some of this financial relief, we're talking longer than that, though. The difference between being banked and unbanked, direct deposit or not, or waiting on a paper check, could be much longer than a day, right?
Exactly. And so the way we understand is the IRS, again, who has started distributing COVID impact payments, they are going to start with direct deposits first. They're going to start with people who they have on file who have filed their 2018 or their 2019 taxes. Those individuals are the ones who are currently receiving payments and will be receiving payments first. After they have finished that set of people, the IRS has opened up a web portal, which you can go to now on the IRS website. And if you have a direct deposit account, or if your information has changed since the last time you paid your taxes or received a refund, you can enter your information into the IRS portal. At that point, that portal will prompt the IRS to send you out money. And so those will be the second group of people who receive economic impact payments. People who receive paper checks, the earliest that they have talked about mailing paper checks out is April 24th. But that does not take into account the weeks that it may take for them to get through those individuals. So just because payments go out on April 24th, for some people, it could take you a few weeks to actually come up in the system and actually get your check. So some families may have funding delayed until May, early summer. And so that's what we want to avoid, because we know that a lot of Arkansans need their money and they need it now. They cannot afford to wait another month or 2 months to wait on a paper check to come.
How long does it take if I'm unbanked to be able to be in a situation where I can get that electronic deposit?
So bank on accounts can be activated the same day at certain banks, meaning that you will open the account. We have some online accounts that can be opened fully online. And so those accounts can be opened that day, and you can get your direct deposit in your routing number at the end of the transaction. You can then go directly to the IRS payment site and enter your information, and then that will prompt the IRS to send you an electronic deposit. So in some cases, it can be the same day. In some cases, the bank may need a day or two to process. It should be able to happen within, you know, a week in terms of you getting the account, getting the account numbers, and then entering that into the IRS system, which will then prompt them to send you an electronic payment. So it will move much faster that way than it would if you were waiting on a paper check to come.
I guess this goes without saying, but don't be intimidated or don't be embarrassed or that you may not know exactly all the terms or the procedures.
Agreed, yes. The point and the premise behind bank on accounts, not only were they established to offer safe and affordable options for unbanked and underbanked families, but they're simplified accounts. They have no overdraft fees. They have a low monthly minimum of less than $5. And the idea was to provide a easy way for families to get involved into the banking system. And so, yes, please don't be embarrassed. The banks that participate in Bank On understand, you know, the premise behind the accounts. So they're there to help you. They're probably going to be happy to see people
right.
No one can walk into a bank branch. And they are aware that we're out and that we're talking about this. And so they're expecting phone calls with questions. They're expecting people to make appointments. Ask questions in your appointments. It's okay to do that. That's what the banks are there to do and to help. And so we encourage people, you know, like I said, if you can, set up that appointment, call a local branch and ask questions, and then, you know, go in and open up the accounts as soon as you can. And then you can even probably ask the banks about the IRS portal, because they probably know a little bit and they could probably help assist to get you to get your account listed on the IRS portal as well.
Kara Wilkins is the director of Bank On Arkansas Plus. She talked with us by phone Wednesday. You can learn more at bankonar.org.